over every grave. The one made himself God, the God made himself less. The one who live but to blast, the other but to bless. When died the Greek, forever fell his throne of swords. But Jesus died to live forever, Lord of lords. Jesus and Alexander died at 33. The Greek made all men slaves. The Jew made all men free. One built a throne on blood. The other built on love. The one was born on earth. The other from above. One won all the earth to lose all earth and heaven. The other gave up all that all to him be given. The Greek forever died, the Jew forever lives. He loses all who gets and wins all things who gives. Before I knew I was going to read this, because I didn't know that I was going to be able to borrow a pair of glasses, I was thinking about when it talked about the local church budget. When we were in Guatemala, when we gave our offering, it was so easy to put our hands in our pockets and really dig deep and just throw out money in the basket, because you really felt and you could see a need. Sometimes when you look at our church, it looks like we have everything that we need. But really, there's times where we might have to lend money to people that have needs and things like that. So when we give our offering today, let's think about the people that may be in need that we may want to have reserved for. And it does take money to, you know, even keep our doors open and electricity and lights. So will the deacons please come forward? Let's bow our heads. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful, beautiful Sabbath day. We thank you for what you came and did for us on the cross, Lord, to save us from our sins. Father, I pray with all my heart that you will bless this offering, that you will bless the people that give, and bless the people that can't give. Lord, may we just live to glorify your name in everything that we do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We would like the kids to collect our children's offering at this time. It's time for our children's story.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. It is so good to see you here. I have a special story for you. It's called Easter is Coming. Easter is coming. It's almost here. It's the day we celebrate God's love. This special day comes every spring, but its beginning was long, long ago, before the world was even created. God made the world and Adam and Eve too, but they did one thing God said not to do. That was the very first sin. It brought sadness and badness into the world, but God had a plan to make things right again. Adam and Eve didn't know, but we know. Easter is coming. Through the years, God sent special messengers called prophets. They told people to trust God because he had a plan. Some people listened, but many did not. These people did not know, but we know. Easter is coming. Then, when the time was just right, God sent Jesus, his son, to save us from our sins. He came as a baby, not as a soldier or a king. God's perfect plan had begun. The cows didn't know, and the sheep in the stable didn't know, but we know. Easter is coming. Jesus grew up, 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 from a baby to a boy to a man. He loved God and the people, even the people who didn't love him. Wherever he went, Jesus helped and healed, and he taught everyone about God. Because Jesus knew, and we know too, Easter is coming. Jesus was good in every way. He never did anything wrong, not one single sin. Many people loved Jesus and welcomed him, but some leaders didn't believe Jesus was God's son, and they wanted to stop him. Those leaders didn't know, but we know. Easter is coming. One night, Jesus and his special friends shared a special feast. They prayed together and they ate together. Jesus even washed their feet. But one man named Judas wasn't really Jesus' friend. Judas sneaked away to meet the mean leaders and set a trap for Jesus. Judas didn't know, but we know. Easter is coming. After the feast, Jesus went to pray. He knew what was coming, and he was sad and afraid. Then an angry crowd rushed up to Jesus. They grabbed him and took him away. That angry crowd didn't know, but we know. Easter is coming. Those people told lies about Jesus. They said he had to die. So Jesus was put on a rough wooden cross, and all the world's sins were placed on him. Every bad thing, every mean word, every lie. Jesus was punished for them all. When he died, it was a dark, sad day. Because the world didn't know, but we know. Easter is coming. Jesus' friends placed his body in a tomb. For 2 days they waited and worried and wondered, how could this be God's plan? They didn't know, but we know. Easter is coming. When the sun rose on Sunday morning, Jesus' friends hurried back to the tomb. When they arrived, oh, what a surprise! The tomb was empty inside. Jesus wasn't there. He had risen. Those friends then knew, and we know too, the very first Easter had come. That's why we celebrate Easter, to thank God for his great big love and to remember what Jesus did to save us. Because Jesus died, all our sins can be forgiven. And because he rose, we can live with him in heaven. You see, God always knew. And now we know too. That's why Easter came. Thank you so much. You can all go sit down.
Come deal with me. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we praise you and we thank you. We invite your presence with us. Touch us with your gentleness. Give us your uplift, we pray. We know, dear Father, that you are the Almighty God, the all-powerful Creator. But yet, dear Father, we know that you are the gentle God, a God of love and grace who touches us and forgives us. We praise you, dear Father, because you are a God who has sent your Son. And as we memorialize this time of the year, we know that Jesus has risen and is by your right side, and we praise you and we thank you. We thank you for his grace, for his kindness, for his gentleness, and for his love. Father, forgive us. Forgive us where we have failed you in not saying the right things to each other, saying angry things to each other, thinking things that are not right, and even hurting each other physically. But Father, we know that in spite of our failures and our sin, that you, in the gentleness of Jesus, who has died and has risen, we are forgiven, and we thank you. This morning, dear Father, we come before you because in our hearts there is heaviness. Heaviness because of a loss of a loved one in our family, of Alex. Lord, I would pray that you would touch the hearts of the family. Give them lift. Give them comfort. Give them an assurance that you are by their side, and that especially their son Alex is in your presence. And Father God, I pray too especially that you would be with each child, each family. Bless them and touch them in a special way that they would be able to draw ever close to you, to know you, and to have Jesus as the Lord and Savior. But I especially pray to their Father that you would be with our young children in our schools, at BACS, at UCC, at University of Washington, and as well as Walla Walla University. Bless each child, their Father. Bless each family. And I pray especially, their Father, that as you would be with us as we carry on our service today, that we would uplift you and memorialize you as the one and only Savior. Because we know that there are turmoil in the world. There's turmoil in our country. And for sure, we need the stability and the safety of your presence in our lives to give the assurance. For sure, though, we know we have the assurance because you have extended your hand persistently. And may each of us grab that hand and accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Again, dear Father, be with Alex's family. Give them comfort. Give them uplift, we pray. In your precious name we thank you. Amen.
The passage I have to read for you this morning is from the Gospel of John. It's chapter 4, verses 1 through 26. It's the story of the woman at the well. And I was just told that it's going to be read in Spanish, too, when I'm finished. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. He must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship what ye know not. Ye know that what we worship for salvation is, we know that what we worship for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
Buenos días. Good morning. La lectura de esta mañana es Juan 4, del 1 al 26. Cuando pues el Señor entendió que los fariseos habían oído decir Jesús hace bautizar más discípulos que Juan, aunque Jesús no bautizaba sino los discípulos, salió de Judea y se fue otra vez a Galilea. Y le era necesario pasar por Samaria. Vino pues una ciudad de Samaria llamada Sicar, junto a la heredad de Jacob, dio a su hijo José. Y estaba allí el pozo de Jacob, Entonces Jesús, cansado del camino, se sentó así junto al pozo. Era como la hora sexta, y vino una mujer de Samaria a sacar agua, y Jesús le dijo, «Dame de beber», pues sus discípulos habían ido a la ciudad a comprar de comer. La mujer samaritana le dijo, ¿Cómo tú, siendo judío, me pides a mí de beber, que soy mujer samaritana? Porque judíos y samaritanos no se tratan entre sí. Respondió Jesús y le dijo, si consideras el don de Dios, ¿y quién es el que te dice, dame de beber? ¿Tú le pedirías? Y él te daría agua viva. La mujer le dijo, Señor, no tienes con qué sacarla, y el pozo es hondo. ¿De dónde, pues, tienes el agua viva? ¿Acaso eres tú mayor que nuestro padre Jacob, que nos dio este pozo, del cual bebieron él, sus hijos y sus ganados? Respondió Jesús y le dijo, cualquiera que bebiere de esta agua volverá a tener sed, mas el que bebiere del agua que yo le daré no tendrá sed jamás, sino que el agua que yo le daré será en él una fuente de agua que salte para vida eterna. La mujer le dijo, Señor, dame agua para que no tenga yo sed ni venga aquí a sacarla. Jesús le dijo, ve, llama a tu marido y ven acá. Respondió la mujer y dijo, no tengo marido. Jesús le dijo, bien has dicho, no tengo marido, porque cinco maridos has tenido, y el que ahora tienes no es tu marido. Esto has dicho con verdad, le dijo la mujer, Señor, me parece que tú eres profeta. Nuestros padres adoraron en este monte, y vosotros decís que en Jerusalén es el lugar donde se debe adorar. Jesús le dijo, mujer, créeme que la hora viene cuando ni en este monte ni en el de Jerusalén adoraréis al Padre. Vosotros adoráis lo que no sabéis. Nosotros adoramos al que sabemos, porque la salvación viene de los judíos, mas la hora viene y la hora es cuando los verdaderos adoradores adorarán al Padre en espíritu y en verdad, porque también el Padre tales adoradores buscan que le adoren. Dios en espíritu y los que le adoran en espíritu y en verdad es necesario que adoren. Le dijo la mujer, sé que ha de venir el Mesías, llamado el Cristo. Cuando Él venga, nos declarará todas las cosas. Jesús le dijo, yo soy el que habla contigo.
We have a few short video clips for you, interspersed with our music. We're going to have three blinds down on each side, and that way we should be able to see the videos, but also see the participants. Thank you so much.
I have been me, change seemed impossible. I didn't want it. But the well always left me thirsty. So I came back to it, over and over, and no one else could see me. I always came alone.
My children, if the things this world gave you Okay, so the next scripture reading is found in Matthew 14:22-33. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time it was a long way from land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they called out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Then Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come out unto you in the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began sinking and he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God."
La lectura bíblica está en Mateo 14, 22 al 33. Enseguida Jesús hizo a sus discípulos entrar en la barca e ir delante de él a la otra ribera, entre tanto que él despedía a la multitud. Despedida la multitud, subió al monte a orar aparte, y cuando llegó la noche, estaba allí solo. Y ya la barca estaba en medio del mar, azotada por las olas, porque el viento era contrario. Mas a la cuarta vigilia de la noche, Jesús vino a ellos andando sobre el mar, y los discípulos, viéndole andar sobre el mar, se turbaron, diciendo, "Un fantasma", y dijeron voces del miedo. Pero enseguida Jesús les habló, diciendo, "Tened ánimo, yo soy, no temáis." Entonces le respondió Pedro y dijo, "Señor, si eres tú, manda que yo vaya a ti sobre las aguas." Y él dijo, "Ven." Y descendiendo Pedro de la barca, anda sobre las aguas para ir a Jesús. Pero al ver el fuerte viento, tuvo miedo, y comenzando a hundirse, dio voces diciendo, "Señor, sálvame." Al momento Jesús extendió la mano, asió de él y le dijo, "Hombre de poca fe, ¿por qué dudaste?" Y cuando ellos subieron en la barca, se calmó el viento. Entonces los que estaban en la barca vieron y le adoraron diciendo, "Verdaderamente eres hijo de Dios." Just slipped out of my feet.
I look at those pictures of the water.
He visto esas fotos del agua.
I feel such sadness for our sister church.
Y siento mucha tristeza por nuestra hermana en la iglesia.
In the loss of your brother and friend.
En la pérdida de su hermano y hijo.
But Jesus is the conqueror.
Pero Jesús es nuestro nos conforta.
Jesus is the Lord of the wind and the waves.
Jesús es el Señor del viento y del agua.
Jesus walked on water.
Jesús caminó en el agua.
He healed the blind, the lame, the dead.
Él sanó al ciego, el que no podía caminar.
Jesus fed huge crowds of people.
Jesús tuvo muchas personas con él.
The people of Israel wondered, could this be the Messiah?
Y la gente de Israel se preguntaba, ¿será este el Mesías?
He rode a donkey into the city.
Y él montó un burro adentro de la ciudad, en la ciudad.
The people waved palm branches and shouted, Hosanna!
Y la gente movía sus ramas, ¿verdad? Y decía, Hosanna, Hosanna.
But Jesus didn't conquer the Romans how they hoped he would.
Pero él no confrontó a esos romanos como pensaron que lo iba a hacer.
He was arrested.
Él fue arrestado.
He was beaten.
Fue azotado.
He was laughed at.
Se rieron de él.
And he died.
Y él murió.
Could he be the Messiah?
¿Podría ser él el Mesías?
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. That's John.
El primer día de la semana, María Magdalena fue de mañana, siendo aún oscuro, al sepulcro, y vio quitada la piedra del sepulcro.
Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him."
Entonces corrió y fue a Simón Pedro y a otro discípulo, aquel al que amaba Jesús, y les dijo, "Se han llevado del sepulcro al Señor, y no sabemos dónde le han puesto."
So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first.
Y salieron Pedro y el otro discípulo, y fueron al sepulcro. Corrían los dos juntos, pero el otro discípulo corrió más a prisa que Pedro, y llegó primero al sepulcro.
He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in.
Y bajándose a mirar, vio los lienzos puestos allí, pero no entró.
Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb.
Luego llegó Simón Pedro tras él y entró en el sepulcro. Y vio los lienzos puestos allí.
Then Peter, who was behind, went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen.
Y el sudario que había estado sobre el, luego llegó Pedro tras él y entró en el sepulcro. Y vio los lienzos puestos allí. Y el santuario y el sudario que había estado sobre la cabeza de Jesús, no puesto con los lienzos, sino enrollado en un lugar aparte.
Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed.
Entonces entró también el otro discípulo, lo que había venido primero, el que había venido primero al sepulcro, y vio y creyó.
They still did not understand from scriptures that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
Porque aún no habían entendido la escritura que era necesario que él resucitase de los muertos.
once told me, privilege is the power to open doors in my life. However, Niall changed the day I met a man who had great power, but not all privilege. He didn't ride in with fanfare and procession. He didn't ride in at all. He walked like everyone else. But he wasn't like everyone else. He touched the people that no one else would even look at. He ate meals with people that others felt only disdain for. Over time, I came to believe. And I followed him at a distance. But I didn't speak up when they talked nonsense about him. I thought I loved him. But I wouldn't step out of the shadows to follow him. My fear kept me paralyzed. Can I stay in the shadows any longer? Afraid of what people will think of me. He's dead. On that cross. At Golgotha. His body. Just hanging. Waiting. For a soldier to take him down. And throw him in a pit to be buried with criminals. But I will not let that happen. Pilate could kill me just for asking for the money. It may cost me everything. If I get Pilate's permission, then I will go get his money and place it in my tomb. I must do this one thing for him. At least this one thing. This is my tomb, where I was supposed to be buried. And today, it will be used. Jesus will fill up the grave meant for me.
Thank you. All right, so let's continue in John 24 to 29 here. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not one of them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except that I see his hands, the print of the nails, and I put his finger in the print of the nails, and I thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were there, and Thomas was with them. And then came Jesus. The doors were shut, and he stood in their midst and said, Peace be unto you. And then he said to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it onto my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said, My Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen me, and yet believe.
La lectura bíblica está en Juan 20, 24 al 29. Pero Tomás, uno de los doce, llamado Dídimo, no estaba con ellos cuando Jesús vino. Le dijeron, pues los otros discípulos al Señor hemos visto. Él les dijo, si lo viere en sus manos la señal de los clavos, y metiere mi dedo en el lugar de los clavos, y metiere mi mano en su costado, no creeré. 8 días después estaban otra vez sus discípulos dentro y con ellos Tomás. Llegó Jesús estando las puertas cerradas y se puso en medio y les dijo, paz a vosotros. Luego dijo a Tomás, pon aquí tu dedo y mira mis manos y acerca tu mano y métela en mi costado y no seas incrédulo, sino creyente. Entonces Tomás respondió y le dijo, Señor mío y Dios mío, Jesús le dijo, porque me has visto, Tomás, creíste. Bienaventurados los que no vieron y creyeron.
Came this room. And día puedo ver en sus ojos el sufrir, gente llena de dolor y sin rumbo aquí. En angustia, soledad, llenos de temor. Risa esconde su aflicción, solo Cristo de él. Tienen que saber del amor de Dios. En las pruebas y el temor, el refugio da. Tienen que saber del amor de Dios. Tienen que saber. Él nos llama a brillar en un mundo de confusión. Nada iguala el llevar vida quien perdido está. Por su amor podidos ver que sufriendo está. Ellos tienen que debemos compartir. Tienen que saber del amor de Dios. En las pruebas y el temor, el refugio da.
Just found out we're both Guatemalans.
Amen.
When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified? He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you."
El texto bíblico está en Marcos 16, 1 al, voy a leer hasta el 7. Cuando pasó el día de reposo, María Magdalena, María la madre de Jacobo y Salomé compraron especias aromáticas para ir a ungirle. Y muy de mañana, el primer día de la semana, vinieron al sepulcro. Ya ha salido el sol, pero decían entre sí, ¿quién nos removerá la piedra de la entrada del sepulcro? Cuando miraron, vieron removida la piedra, que era muy grande, y cuando entraron en el sepulcro, vieron a un joven sentado al lado derecho, cubierto de una larga ropa blanca, y se espantaron. Mas él les dijo, no os asustéis, buscáis a Jesús Nazareno, el que fue crucificado, ha resucitado, no está aquí. Mirá el lugar en donde le pusieron. Pero id, decid a sus discípulos y a Pedro que él va delante de vosotros a Galilea. Allí le veréis como os dijo.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Could he be the Messiah?
¿Podría ser el Mesías?
Yes, he was the Messiah.
Sí, él es el Mesías.
He didn't conquer the Romans in the way they had hoped.
Él no, no enfrentó a los romanos como ellos pensaron.
But he performed a much greater work.
Pero él hizo un trabajo mucho mejor.
He saved us from our sin.
Él nos liberó de nuestros pecados.
He made salvation possible.
Y hizo la salvación posible.
He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Él es el Alfa y el Omega, el principio y el final.
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
He es la verdad, la vida.
Please stand with us in singing.
Vamos a ponernos de pie para cantar.
We can celebrate.
Podemos celebrar.
We can celebrate that he is not here.
Podemos celebrar de que él no está aquí.
He has risen.
Él ha resucitado.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to sing Christ the Lord is Risen Today. It is also 166, 166 in your hymn books. Please bow your heads. Lord, we thank you for being with us today. We thank you that you are the conqueror of the grave. We thank you that you have given us the gift of salvation, even though we sin and make so many mistakes. We pray that you will remind us every day that you are the only way to follow. And we thank you for joining us in this today. Amen.
Querido Padre, te seguimos dando gracias porque Cristo Jesús murió en la cruz del Calvario para darnos a cada uno de nosotros salvación y vida eterna. Gracias porque tu promesa se hizo una realidad y hoy nosotros podemos gozar de ese gran privilegio que mediante la sangre derramada de Cristo Jesús, todo lo que la aceptemos, podemos alcanzar salvación, Señor. Te agradecemos en este momento por darnos la oportunidad de poder estar aquí en este lugar y recordar ese momento tan maravilloso. Esa promesa hecha aún al pueblo de Israel cuando estaba en la esclavitud en Egipto. Gracias porque tu promesa se hizo una realidad. Ayúdanos, por favor, para que todos nos podamos aferrar de todo corazón a tu promesa y decir, como dijo el canto, aleluya, aleluya. El Cordero de Dios ha sido crucificado, pero ha resucitado y viene muy pronto para otorgarnos salvación y vida eterna. Gracias, Señor, por tu plan. Ayúdanos, por favor, mientras aún andamos en este mundo oscuro, a aferrarnos a tu promesa y estar listos para tu pronta venida. Te agradecemos por este programa. Bendice a todos los participantes y bendice a todos los hermanos. En el dulce nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén.